Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to you by Dr. Douglas Stockel. And now, the news.
Welcome to your Health News Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Whitney. You may have heard that a high-protein diet leads to decreased bone density. The idea behind this theory is that meat is acid-forming and often causes increased calcium excretion in an attempt by the body to counter the increased acidity in the blood. Over time, this leaching of calcium was thought to decrease the bone mineral density, increasing the risk of osteoporosis. A recent review of research in this area has found that the evidence strongly contradicts this theory, and in fact, many studies have found a significant positive relationship between protein intake and bone density. To add to the irony, vegetarian and especially vegan diets are associated with lower bone mineral densities. One exception to this is the diet of the Alaskan Eskimo. The Eskimos, who have a very high protein diet and a low intake of fresh plant matter, have been shown to have a lower bone density and an earlier and more intense onset of bone loss. We have to remember that we all have different protein requirements, and as we like to say, you want to eat right for your metabolic type. If you remember the eggs are bad, eggs are good routine, you're going to love this next story about coconut oil. A decade ago, we were told that coconut oil was even worse for our cholesterol than eggs. But just as the egg has regained its place as a healthy food, so has coconut oil. You may wonder why the drastic change in thought. It turns out that most of the research that led to the demise of coconut oil was done with partially hydrogenated oil. Partial hydrogenation creates the dreaded trans fat and destroys many of the good essential fatty acids, antioxidants, and other positive components found in virgin coconut oil. The main saturated fat in coconut oil is lauric acid, which has been claimed to have several health benefits. In fact, do you know where the largest source of lauric acid can be found? Mother's breast milk, which helps to boost the baby's immune system. If you haven't tried coconut oil, you just may find not only is it a healthy choice, but tastes great also. And when I come back, why animals don't get heart disease and some bad news for organic consumers.
Did you know chiropractic is the largest and best recognized of the complementary healthcare professions, serving a larger population than massage, yoga, acupuncture, and diet-based therapies? Safe and effective, patients favor chiropractic care over medical care for many different health issues. If you want to be your best, call Dr. Douglas Stockel at 310-985-1515. Now back to the news.
Did you know that most animals have the ability to produce vitamin C? Not only that, they manufacture about 100 times the amount that we get from our modern diet. They can also produce more when under stress or ill. It prompts the question, why do animals make so much vitamin C, and what purpose does it serve in the body? Vitamin C is essential for the production and repair of collagen, which provides strength and stability to all body tissues, including the arteries. Dr. Linus Pauling believed that adequate supplies of vitamin C can repair damage to the arteries and prevent heart disease. If, however, there is not enough vitamin C present, the body attempts to repair the arteries using other materials such as cholesterol, which attach to the artery wall. Like other animals, our bodies are not designed to function with just a single large dose of vitamin C. The Vitamin C Foundation recommends doses taken every 4 hours. Everyone is different, so the foundation suggests using bowel tolerance as an indicator of dosage. This means taking just under the level of vitamin C that results in loose stools. This may be more when ill. And for our last story, top organic companies let us down. Whole Foods Market, along with Organic Valley and Stonyfield Farm, has decided it's time to surrender to Monsanto. Top executives from these companies have announced they no longer oppose the mass commercialization of genetically engineered crops known as GE crops, such as Monsanto's controversial Roundup Ready alfalfa. So what happens if a massive planting of this chemical and energy-intensive GE perennial crop goes ahead? It is guaranteed to spread its mutant genes and seeds across the nation, contaminating the alfalfa fed to organic animals. This will lead to massive poisoning of farm workers and the destruction of the essential soil food web. Whole Foods have also cut off all funding to campaigns working to label or ban genetically modified organisms, or GMOs. This is probably because most of their so-called natural processed foods and animal products are already contaminated with GMOs. Let's hope that the U.S. can follow the EU's lead on this. There are almost no GM crops under cultivation in Europe because under EU law, all food containing GMOs must be labeled. A Monsanto executive said it best, "If you put a label on genetically engineered food, you might as well put a skull and crossbones on it." Makes you wonder why they continue to develop GM crops. You may envision dollar signs over health. And that's the Health News Podcast for today. I'm your host, Sarah Whitney, and I look forward to joining you next time when I'll be bringing you all the health news you need to take charge of your life.
Today's health news was brought to you by Dr. Douglas Stockell. The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.